Last month, Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson announced that background checks will be required on all gun sales at county-owned facilities. Over the weekend, KUER's Nicole Nixon went to the first gun show since the rule went into effect to see how it was playing out.
Hall 5 in the Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy is bustling. Many are decked out in camouflage and flannel. Rows of tables are stacked with handguns, long guns, boxes of ammo, and accessories like scopes, stands, and holsters. It's a pretty standard sight at the Rocky Mountain Gun Show, which regularly holds events in Utah with thousands of attendees. But at this weekend's show, there's something different, says organizer Mitch McKinley.
We have a vendor here that is doing background checks.
For gun buyers without a concealed weapons permit, it means they have to pay $8 and clear a background check, which can take as little as 15 minutes before they can buy guns at the show. While the rule caused some apprehension at first, McKinley says the reaction actually hasn't been too bad.
They know that it's a county decision. It's not our decision. We simply have to abide by those rules. But, you know, everybody's been pretty good about it, really and truly.
State law already requires background checks on sales by licensed dealers. But they're not required between private sellers, like Ralph Iverson, who came up from Cedar City to sell from his collection of antique shotguns and rifles. He says when he heard about the new rule, he almost stayed home because he thought it might hurt sales. But Iverson says the new requirement hasn't been too inconvenient.
Most people that want a gun, they can pass the background check if they want it, you know. And if they can't, you don't want to sell it to them anyway. So it's got its good points.
Advocates against gun violence applauded the rule change. Galen Benyon is with the Utah chapter of Moms Demand Action.
It's very courageous of Mayor Wilson to stand up and try and make our county safer. We think background checks are wonderful.
A recent poll showed that 88% of Utahns support background checks on all gun sales, but the Republican-controlled legislature has been reluctant to pass gun control measures. A Democratic lawmaker is sponsoring a bill for universal background checks in this year's legislative session, though a similar proposal didn't even get a committee hearing last year. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.